Finger zu Tode, war ein Rockidol. Und alle Wichser kamen Rocky, aber der ist so weg. Und es war irgendwie nur Plastic Money von den Mädelbanken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war er sein. Er war ein, der zu Hause war ein Rocky-Doll. Und alle so zu Hause, Captain Rock, mir aber
Fly High Ministries. It's really good to be with you today. I pray that God is blessing you no matter where you're at, no matter where you're going. I believe today that God has given me a message, and I pray that it will bless you. Today's message is going to be out of Genesis chapter 25. And we're going to be talking about Jacob and Esau. And how Esau was favored by Isaac because he was the firstborn. But how he sold his birthright to his younger brother Jacob because he was hungry. Today's message is going to be selling your American freedoms for a hamburger. Selling your American freedoms for a hamburger. You see, Isaac, under the Jewish culture, the firstborn, he was usually the one that would be blessed. He would have the birthright of taking care of the property, of the land, of all the cattle, of all the sheep, and this was Jewish customs. Well, because Esau was born first, it was an automatic Jewish custom that he would be blessed by his father, Isaac. But under this circumstance, we see in the Bible that God did not choose the firstborn, but God chose the last. And I don't know about you, but if you ever look at a family, you're going to see that sometimes, and usually in most cases, the blessings of God will go to the youngest child. The blessings of God will go to the youngest child. And we see that because Jewish culture, Esau thought because he was the firstborn, that the birthright and the blessings are automatically to him. Well, this is not the case we see in Genesis chapter 25, verse 24. When the time came for her to give birth, there were twin boys in her womb. The first to come out was red, and his whole body was like a hairy garment. So they called him Esau. After this, his brother came out with his hand grasping Esau's heel. So he was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when Rebekah gave birth to them. The boys grew up and Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the open country, while Jacob was a quiet man staying among the tents. Isaac, who had a taste for wild game, loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Could you imagine how someone could take their birthright so lightly as Esau did. He believed, because he was the firstborn, that somehow the blessings automatically were going to come to him. Now, can you believe that he would deny his birthright for a bowl of soup? I'm going to try to help you wake up today, America. I hope you wake up today, people. I believe today that you have denied your birthright, like Esau has denied his, for fast food, hamburgers, Taco Bell. Come on, somebody. I know that somebody's listening today. Some of you think that automatically, because you were born in America, that automatically that somehow the blessings of God are upon you. And I gotta tell you today, just because you are born in America, you have sold your birthright for hamburgers. You have sold your birthright for McDonald's. Come on, somebody. You have substituted the power of God because you automatically are comfortable. But I'm telling you, you are selling your American heritage. You are selling the blessings of this great nation. You are selling the men and women that have died in battle for hamburgers. I know some of you ain't understanding what I'm saying here today, but if you would just sit down and let me preach. I'm telling you today that some of you have sold your American freedoms, you have sold your American heritage for so-called social status, so-called looking good, so-called, but you forget, you're thinking because I'm born in America that somehow I'm automatically blessed. Esau thought because he was the firstborn that somehow it didn't matter if he would dip in the soup of Jacob. Because he was hungry, he sold his soul. He did not take his birthright serious. And what happens when you don't take your birthright serious? God is going to look to somebody that does. I'm speaking to preachers right now in position. I'm preaching to somebody listening to me today. If you do not take your nation serious, the history of the founding father serious, you're going to lose your birthright. I know that somebody's listening to me today. Once when Jacob was cooking, I'm talking in verse 29, once when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open country, famished. He said to Jacob, "Quick, let me have some of that red stew. I'm famished." Jacob replied, "First, sell me your birthright." "Look, I'm about to die," Esau said. "What good is it? What good is the birthright to me?" He was so hungry. He thought he was going to die. He didn't even care. But Jacob said, "Swear to me first." So he swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and some lentil stew. He ate and drank and then got up and left. So Esau despised his birthright. Oh my gosh, how many of you today are despising your birthright? You were born in the great country of America, a land to worship Christ, and you have sold it out for fattening foods. You have sold your birthright because you are power hungry. You think you're intelligent because you got an education, because you went to a 4-year degree, but you didn't realize you sold your birthright to get it. You think because that you're married and you've been divorced and married again, that somehow, but you don't realize is that you sold your birthright. The blessings are no longer upon you, but because you thought because you could hide in the church and that you could look like you're doing what everybody else is doing, but you didn't realize because you haven't been taking God serious. You haven't taken your inheritance. You thought because you were born in the church, you thought because you were born in a Christian family, you thought because you could see McDonald's on every corner, you thought because you had access to all these different restaurants, and that somehow that you are blessed. You thought because you had a 2-car garage, and you thought because your house was big, that somehow God was blessing you. Oh, come on, somebody. Just like Esau thought because he was the firstborn, that somehow God was going to automatically bless him. You thought you were going to church. You thought because you were married. You thought because you had 2-car garage. And you thought because you had a job that somehow you were blessed. But I'm telling you right now that you have sold your birthright. You have sold your birthright. God is no longer looking at you. You have pursued materialism your whole life. You have pursued position in the community your whole life. All you want is a social class looking good. But I'm telling you today that you have sold your birthright. Oh, I know that somebody's listening to me today. Oh, you think because you got a master's or a bachelor's degree that somehow you're automatically on a blessings of God. Just like Esau was the firstborn, he thought he could do whatever he wanted, but I'm telling you today, you have lost your birthright. There was twice that Jacob, that the blessings of God was upon Jacob. Why? Because he might have been a con man in God's family. He might have lied, but I gotta tell you, he took the blessings seriously. He wanted the blessings. He wanted to be blessed by his father. He was born in to be the second child. Come on, somebody. There's a lot of people in another nation that wants the blessings of America. They were born in other lands, and what they would die just to come here and have the blessings. But because you don't want to take your blessings, America, because you don't want to take your blessings serious, oh, I know that somebody's listening today. God said, you're about to sell your birthright. Oh, I know it was Jewish culture that the oldest man, the oldest son, was supposed to take over everything. But I'm telling you today, this was an instance that God said the blessings ain't going to be traditional. It ain't going to be the traditional way. Oh, because we've been trying to do the traditional way long enough. The blessings are going on. Come on, somebody. The blessings are going to Jacob. He was the youngest son. The blessing was going to place somewhere, and I'm telling you, America, the blessings are no longer here because you have sold your birthright. Oh, listen to me, somebody. You have sold your birthright. The blessings now are going to other nations. They are going into Africa. They are going into place. Come on, somebody. The spiritual blessings of God. Oh, I know. We have sold our birthrights for hamburgers, for Walmart, for Taco Bell. Come on, somebody. We have sold the inheritance of America. What made America was so great was love. What made America so great was courage. What made America so great, oh, I know that somebody's listening to me today. What made America so great was the heritage of our founding fathers. And because we were born here, we had the birthright to experience the blessings, but they weren't automatically ours. You didn't hear Esau's blessings wasn't automatically his. Oh, somebody listen to me. You better get off your high horse. I don't care how many vehicles you got. I don't care if how big a car you got. You need to listen to me today. Some of you have sold your birthright to get those things. And now you want to sit in the church. You want to say that somehow God's blessing me. I'm telling you right now that He's not blessing you. You've just sold your birthright. Hey. So Jacob what does he do? He dresses in Esau's clothes, and Isaac sends him out. He says, I want you to go and get some sheep and prepare some food for me. And while he was gone, Rebekah told Jacob, he said, go ahead, I want you to dress up in your brother's clothes. And because of Isaac couldn't see, but he could smell, and he smelled just like Esau, and he went and the blessings, he went and prepared some food for Isaac, and he ate, and then his dad gave him the blessing. Come on, somebody. The blessing went to the youngest child, and I believe today that somehow that maybe God's blessings are going to people that you won't even imagine. Somehow, the blessings of God are not those that you think is blessed. Oh, some of you are just power hungry. Some of you are just trying to look good before folk. I gotta tell you, God doesn't care how he looked before folk. God was just preaching the truth. Hey, Jesus was preaching the truth. And I believe today, if you would hear what I'm trying to say to you, is the blessings of God are going to places that you won't even imagine. And I believe America has sold their birthright because they have sold it to cable television. They have sold it to McDonald's. They have sold it to fast food places. They have lost the value of marriage. Come on, somebody. We have sold our birthright for material things. We have sold the birthright. We have lost the American dream. We have lost the freedoms of America. Come on, somebody. And we have sold it. We have sold it for personal gain. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that we would wake up in this country, that we would take our blessings more serious, that we just don't think that they're automatically ours. We got hit with the World Trade Centers, but this freedom is not free. And there's a price that has to be paid. And we must fight for freedom. It isn't automatically given to us the way Esau thought, because he was the firstborn, that automatically Isaac's property, and he was going to take over the farm, and his inheritance was automatically his. And the inheritance and the great battles of the men in the past that have died for this great nation and gave us the Americana dream, that somehow